You're listening to Paris Live Radio. More Paris, more live, and more radio.
Speaking of live, we're back with the boys from Mars, the uncommon men from Mars, who kind of look alike because they're all brothers, or just about three quarters of them. How's it going, boys?
Hey, good, good.
We're back, but actually, we didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere. Well, you're supposed to say you kind of, you know, this is supposed to be. Imagine this is a huge, like 300 square meter studio type of thing, you know?
Oh,
you,
we were hanging around by
the green
pool
room.
Table over
exactly.
There, you know, at the cocktail bar.
Now, what about those news? How about that 215 kilometer an hour speeding
ticket?
Well,
it seems like Eric Clapton finally did something cool.
What's he doing at 250 kilometers an hour with his secretary?
What is his secretary doing at
250
kilometers
I would be doing.
An hour?
Exactly. You think she was taking notes? I don't know. Okay, let's start. You know what? Let's get back down to business because, you know.
You know this is going to go on to stuff you're not allowed to.
I'm going to put a stop to this right now, boys.
Okay, we've got a live album. You've got a live album coming out on the 25th of October.
Yeah.
Yep. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Where were they recorded? Where were the tours? And
it was recorded in Riso Rangis, Le Plan.
D'accord.
And
parce qu'on est d'accord que vous parlez tous couramment français.
Couramment, oui. Absolument.
Tous, oui.
Isn't that beautiful? You gotta love it. You gotta go see these boys just so you can hear their bullshit between the songs, man. It's gotta be something, I tell you.
We don't have enough time on air to give everything out to the people.
So Riso Rangis, and you're giving us a few copies to give out, right?
Yep.
So we're going to have 5 CDs of The Uncommon Men from Mars on our website as a special competition giveaway, secret, top secret, private preview just for the listeners out there. So don't forget to go check out the
website. So answer the question, what was Eric Clapton doing with his secretary?
With his secretary at 200.
And you get to win a live album.
There you go. If you like the answer, you get a CD. Use your imagination. We've got very fertile imaginations over here, I tell you.
Best answers win a CD.
Exactly. If anybody's got a picture, he gets two.
Now, you've also got a DVD coming out in December.
Uh-huh.
Recorded in June also at the same gig. This is the same gig, the Plan Angis. Okay. That must have been a hell of a show.
It was pretty cool.
Pretty hot, pretty sweaty.
Yeah. How many people?
400 or 500 people.
Excellent. Do people mosh pit at your gigs and stuff?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, very cool. So definitely the ladies are at the back of the bar and the boys are up front smacking each other.
No, these ladies are ladies.
Are right in
they're
the middle.
They're slamming. They're mushing out there with the guys.
And driving at 250 kilometers an hour with their buses.
Yeah.
Okay, I see where we're going here. And also you've got 2 gigs coming up tomorrow and day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you're tomorrow, the 15th of October, you're at the EMB in Sanois.
Right.
Right. And on the 16th, which is day after tomorrow, Phil 7 at Magny-le-Hongre. Le Hongre. I've got my boy Adrian here, who's the reason we got these guys. He's whispering all the info because I'm kind of a bimbo, guys. Speaking of bimbos, you can be evil. Now, let's talk about that single. Cause
bimbos can be evil. I'm
isn't that true? How do you like that link, huh? Now, we've been playing a lot of that tune because, frankly, it's awesome. Tell me a little bit about the song. Tell me
it's a song about George W. Bush.
Oh, I love it. I've got one called Superman is Dead, but that's a different thing.
Oh,
no, about Bush.
That was mean. I cried.
Oh, so did I. So it's about Bush, and I guess he can be evil. Is that what's the message of the song?
It's about all the exes just before they become ex.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a reason why they become ex.
Okay, very cool.
Just when they're W.
Just from the W.
W would be a good X.
Now, just, and of course, you guys, are you Franco-American? Do you vote in the States or not?
Yeah.
Because we had the November 2 and we've got our foreign ballots, right? We've all got our foreign ballots coming your way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all our American listeners, don't forget to vote.
Yep.
Vote.
Sure thing.
So we've got, we're going to say goodbye to the boys and we're going to sign off with You Can Be Evil acoustic version live in the studio. So guys, when come back anytime you want. It goes without saying.
We will.
Vuestra casa y su casa and all that stuff.
Sí, pasar agua, por favor.
That means
we'll be here tomorrow and then after tomorrow and then after tomorrow.
Damn right. If you bring me those mosh-paying girls you got, you can
if
come anytime you want.
If you knew us better, you'd know you don't
you'd
say
watch
that
out.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. Careful what you wish, you might get it.
Free food, we move in.
Now, the question is, does Daft's hair color change every time he comes for different live gigs, or is it green is the color of choice?
Yeah, sometimes it's green, and then other times it's green.
Now, is it green, green, green? Are you a true green or a fake green?
I'm a true green.
Drummers, baby, drummers.
I had to undye my hair.
You had to undye
because I had him green, too.
True green, it's all green.
True green, it's all green. You heard it.
Evergreen.
You heard it on Paris Live Radio, folks. Ladies, sign up. Don't forget, you got giveaway CDs on the website for the man with the green hair and his brothers. Boys, say goodbye.
Okay, well,
goodbye.
Thanks for having us. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure, and rock on. Here we go.